It's just not truthful, honest, and on point to serve the American people. We have lost our true north. We have lost our clear direction for government, of how government is supposed to serve the people. And we need to get back to that. USA,
home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
From the land of the free and the brave, USA.
All right, welcome back to Financial Guys Podcast here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Spiraza in studio today. I am joined again by Christina Bob, attorney for President Trump at Save America. Christina, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. That's right. First one of the new year here, first interview. So I do want to talk a little bit first about the big news going on over the last, you know, couple months here. So we have Colorado trying to take President Trump off of the ballot. And now we had, I think it was last week, Maine judging that they will take him off the ballot. We'll get into that woman in a minute who made the decision. But what is the legal, I guess, ramifications of doing something like this, both in Colorado, Maine, and I'm hearing in my home state of New York, they're going to be trying to do the same thing.
I mean, they can go ahead and try. The case is already at the Supreme Court. We're waiting for them to accept cert. The Supreme Court is going to decide this. I would not be surprised if it's decided 9-0 and everybody goes, oh, but Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, like, I think there's a chance even she will side in the favor of keeping President Trump on the ballot. And truly, it's not about President Trump. It's about the 14th Amendment. And some of these states have tried to argue, oh, well, we have, you know, in the Secretary of State in Maine says, oh, but Maine has a rule that requires me, you know, and she tried to pretend that she was following the law in Maine because the law required her to judge that everybody was eligible. And so therefore, she chose to decide that Donald Trump was not eligible. This isn't about state laws. This is about the Constitution of the United States. It's very clear cut. There are very clear and precise reasons why Donald Trump is eligible to be on the ballot, no matter what happens with Jack Smith, quite frankly, for a number of reasons as well. But I expect the Supreme Court to take the Colorado case. I don't know if they will wait to have Maine get up to the Supreme Court as well, or, you know, any other state. They don't need to, because the issue is very clear, and it's the same issue for every single case, regardless of the rationale of these officials. So I hope the Supreme Court just goes ahead and takes the Colorado case and makes their decision, because it will put the rest of this to bed, which is really what the country needs.
Here's the problem I have, though. This whole thing comes down to an insurrection charge, right? He tried to overthrow the government, but he's not even charged with that.
Yeah.
So how does like the lady in Maine, I forget her name now, I can see her face as I'm saying this. How does that lady get away with doing this stuff? Because again, at the end of the day, he never was charged with insurrection or overthrowing the government.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to get away with it. And I think there will be ramifications for her. And I've said on other networks that I actually think she should be investigated for abuse of power and election interference, because what she's doing is election interference. She's trying to use her government authority to intimidate people away from supporting Donald Trump, because they're like, oh, well, he's not going to be on the ballot, so I should find someone who will be on the ballot. That is election interference. So it needs to be investigated, but there's potential criminal activity here. I don't think she's going to get away with it, but Democrats don't really care to enforce the law at the moment. So there's a lot that needs to happen, I think, before we see some accountability. Regardless, I think it's going to be decided very decisively in favor of Donald Trump.
We'll get into some Democrats not getting charged in a little bit when we talk about the Epstein files. But I think what's frustrating to me, too, is, and most Americans, is obviously states are doing this and leftist states are doing this. This woman was unelected from what I've read. She's not even an elected official, which is even worse. But you look at even people like Gavin Newsom, Christina, are like, wait a minute. We should just beat this guy at the polls, not take him off of the ballot, right? And I, as much as I can't stand Gavin Newsom, I respect him for saying that, and I respect any liberal for saying that, because it's the truth. If you're so confident you can beat the guy, why do you need to remove him off the ballot? That's my question.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. They're doing it. Quite honestly, I think they're doing it because they're not confident they can beat him at the polls, despite the rigged election. And that could potentially be why Gavin Newsom is so confident, because he's like, I've got the elections rigged in California. Keep him on the ballot. We'll just make him lose. You know, and I'm being a little bit sarcastic there. But the whole point is they're concerned that they can't beat Donald Trump. And I actually think it's quite promising, although disappointing and disheartening, that so many states are trying to do this, because so many states are worried that Donald Trump is going to win their state, these liberal states. So, I mean, that's why they're doing it, but it's never going to stand. The 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does not apply to the president. It's expressly clear in the language. The drafters of the 14th Amendment did not include the office of the president, and they did not include the vice president. This is in Section 5 of the 14th Amendment. But they did include senators, congressmen, state legislatures. They expressly have offices and titles of people who are liable under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The president is not on there, neither is the vice president. And the rationale for that is because they believed that the president, whoever the president and the vice president should be decided by the people, should be decided by the entire nation. You know, regardless of what happened, the people should have the right to pick whoever they want to be president. So it clearly does not apply to the president. And there's several Supreme Court decisions interpreting different definitions of all of those offices that clearly exclude the president. So, And quite honestly, that was the rationale that the trial court in Colorado used, was this doesn't apply to the president. How are you going to do this? It doesn't apply. And I think that will ultimately be what the Supreme Court decides decisively.
Two last questions on this topic. So I'm going to start, I'll go the timing of all this later, but let's start first with my tax dollars and your tax dollars and everybody's tax dollars. I asked you this last time we talked about the indictments, how much is this costing us? And you threw out some outrageous number that made me sad because I realized that I'm just throwing money out the window. But in these, when you have, you know, unelected or elected officials making these decisions, and then they have to go to courts, the Republican Party in Colorado is like, we're not doing this. So they're wasting their time and energy and money. I mean, if we do this in, let's call it 10, 15, 20 states over the next 10 months, because I'm sure it's not just going to stop at Colorado and Maine. Like I said, I've heard rumblings in New York of doing the same thing. I mean, what is this doing in terms of wasted time and energy for people that we vote for, maybe people that we don't vote for, but we pay in these states, and then going through the court channels of, you know, the state Supreme Courts, the Supreme Courts? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, the left is using the government for their campaign purposes. This is all election interference. Everything that they're doing to Donald Trump is for the purpose of thwarting him in the election and allowing the establishment candidate, Joe Biden, at the moment, to somehow have an opportunity to beat Donald Trump. So, you know, campaigns are expensive. So they're using government resources to do what they don't want to pay for, you know, campaigns. They, rather than using a bunch of money to have advertisements, which I'm sure they'll do that as well, advertisements talking about how bad Donald Trump is, they're just using the courts. They're just using government. Government resources, which I would say is illegal, but that's the game plan right now. In my opinion, a large portion of the American government has corruption. I think there's a lot of corruption, but more accurately, I think it's just not truthful, honest, and on point to serve the American people. We have lost our true north. We have lost our clear direction for government, of how government is supposed to serve the people. And we need to get back to that.
I only smirked when you said at the moment, because God only knows where we're going to be with Joe Biden in time, because I mean, his poll numbers are dropping. The decisions they're making with the border, again, now they're cutting razor wire and just making it easier for people to get in. I think a lot of Americans are actually waking up, and to your at the moment point, I don't know that he will be the candidate in a couple months.
I agree.
Real quick timing. So these are coming now. It's January. We're here 10 and a half months to the election, right?
Yep.
We have Colorado come down in December. We have Maine coming down in late December. I'm assuming that, again, there will be more of these. How does the timing play out with getting these to the Supreme Court? Are we going to run out of time and he can't go on the ballot, or how does this work?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the petition is the Colorado petition is already at the Supreme Court. So that I expect to go fairly quickly. And once the Supreme Court rules on that Colorado case, all of the other cases will be resolved. It'll just be an administrative process of saying, well, this is what the Supreme Court has ruled, and it will be applied to all of the lower, like the lower cases that are still at lower courts. So I don't know if the Supreme Court has not yet accepted cert for the Colorado case. I fully expect that they will. I don't know if they're going to wait and allow, you know, Maine to kind of trickle up, if, you know, if they want to allow a few more states to weigh in. I hope they don't, because the issue is not going to change. It's the same issue, and the nation really needs clear direction on this. So my inclination is that they'll just take Colorado and decide Colorado, and that will resolve the, I think there's like a dozen left, how many ever left in the lower courts. I hope that's the way that it works, but I don't know what the justices are going to want to do.
I would hope they pick this up. It seems like it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
you know, we have an election coming up. So, I don't know what to say anymore. I will ask you this before we go to Epstein. What else are we going to have thrown at us here? Because it's one thing after the next, and I don't even know where it's coming from. I mean, I thought, you know, to kind of move into the Epstein list, we heard about Donald Trump's on the list. He's on the list, on the list. He actually was exonerated last night when this all came out. So good for us, and good for Donald Trump and his family. But what else will they throw at us next?
I shudder to think. I don't know. I mean, it's all trial by indictment, and, you know, campaigning by indictments. So it'll be interesting to see how the criminal cases play out, because I think that is their biggest effort to sway the public on how to vote. You know, if they think President Trump shouldn't be president or gets, you know, some type of negative ruling, and that is the biggest question for the election. To be clear, I don't think President Trump will be convicted of anything. He's very clearly not guilty of anything for which he was indicted. And quite frankly, the Supreme Court ruling on the ballot case could really hinder Jack Smith, because if they come out and make the ruling that says Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does not apply to the president, under no circumstances, whether Jack Smith is successful or not at convicting Donald Trump, under no circumstances will Donald Trump be removed from the ballot. He will be the candidate on the ballot come November, well, October, whenever early ballots go out. But it will be Donald Trump. And I think part of what Jack Smith wanted to do was he was hoping he could get a conviction of Donald Trump and then confuse the public into thinking that Donald Trump's not eligible to be on the ballot because he's not charged with insurrection, but guilty of something that kind of sort of might maybe look like insurrection when it's not. I think he wanted an information war with his case. And if the Supreme Court comes out and rules in this Colorado case before Jack Smith's case, that could really scuttle whatever Jack Smith is trying to do.
Well, not for nothing, he's had a bad couple weeks, because everything that keeps coming out is going against him. And you know, it's a good thing, because I think he purposely, like you know, in New York as well and in Georgia as well, purposely are trying to do things that they shouldn't be doing just to get this man off the ballot. And again, to our point before, this is what happens when you know you can't beat a candidate fair and square. You do these things, and that's what they're doing. Let's go to real quickly here, Epstein. So this list comes out, shocker. Bill Clinton's on the list. I just can't believe it with all of his life that we've lived here. He's on there. He's on there many a times. Some pretty sick stuff on that. And we'll get into Prince Andrew next. But your thoughts on the Clinton family, and I'm going to say the family because they're a unit, those two, being on this list. And for the things that they were on this list for, it wasn't like, oh, Bill flew in and stayed at the house. Like, Bill was there, and there's a testimony of Bill did things that Bill shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, well, I am not surprised at all that he's on the list, and I'm not surprised that he appears to have some culpability. I hate to admit that I have not yet had a chance to read through all of it. I was pretty swamped yesterday, but I will be looking at it today. But as far as what, you know, I've seen pieces on social media and stuff. But I don't think anybody's surprised. And I, quite honestly, I think they're kind of using Bill Clinton as a distraction. Like, oh, everybody knew he was guilty, but look at, he's really guilty. And they kind of want to use Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton as a look over there, blame them. Look how bad they are, because neither of them are in politics currently. But I don't think for a second that, and this is generally speaking, I don't think for a second that there's nobody currently holding office that didn't have something to do with Jeffrey Epstein. So when are we going to get to see the people who are currently in office? I don't know. I just don't think our entire United States government has clean hands. I don't know, but I think Bill Clinton is a huge distraction. I think it's bad. Don't get me wrong. It's bad. He needs to be investigated, prosecuted. He needs to be brought to justice. How, if Hillary facilitated or had any role in it, she should too. But I don't think we're going to see justice for any of that under the Biden administration.
Do you think we will, period? Because that was, you know, Prince Andrew, again, he's another one, a couple banking people, you know, whatever. You know, people, we're not surprised that some of these people are on the list.
Right.
But what happens here? Like, is that document that came out, is that a legal document that can be used in courts? Is this going to be a civil thing again? Like, what is this going to be at the end of the day in a Biden DOJ and a Trump DOJ or whatever?
Well, my understanding from what I, from the little bits that I've seen of it is a court document. I believe the court ordered it exposed, right? It is a court document. If it is a legitimate court document, like I believe it is, I believe the reason we have it is because a court in New York ordered it to be admitted. Then yes, it can be used in other places. Everybody needs to be investigated and people need to be held accountable.
And I guess I'm not in the legal world. Are statements from these girls enough to put somebody like a Bill Clinton behind bars? Because to me, I hate to say this, but it seems like our world has a pedophile problem. It seems like a lot of rich elites have a problem with being infatuated with children, which is disgusting, weird, gross, whatever word you want to use, evil. How do we get these people to justice? Because again, I just feel like I've been calling for this Epstein list for like 3 years and it finally came out. A couple names redacted, so I'm waiting to see those. But where do we go from here to actually put these people to justice? Because it seems like we never will. And we've had a pedophile problem for a long, long time in this country and across the globe.
I think that's true. And I think a large part of it is people who have had their talons in the power of the United States government, and not just the United States government, but powerful private sector positions as well, whether they're in corporations or whatever. The elites, as you say, have a pedophile problem. Not all of them, of course, but there's certainly a segment of them that do. And until the American people regain control of our government, I don't think they will be brought to justice. That's why I think the 2024 election is so, so important. That's how we solve this. I wrote a book about it, actually. We can solve this problem, and it's going to be the American people who need to solve the problem, because we know that our government, our leaders, aren't going to do it. And it's possible. It is possible for us Americans, everyday Americans, to actually make this change, but we need a lot of people involved to do it.
Does it not kill you sometimes that, like, we continue to go after Donald Trump and get nothing? They threw George Santos out of Congress. I'm not defending George Santos. The guy obviously is a maniacal liar at times, but that's what they're worried about, not the people touching kids, right? Not the people like Menendez stealing and getting money from Egypt. Like, we're worried about George Santos. Like, that's the guy.
Well, George Santos, like, I completely agree. The problem surrounding the whole George Santos thing is Republicans are complete cowards. George Santos probably deserved to be expelled. I'm not saying that he should still be in Congress. However, to your point, there are many other bigger fish to fry. The reason they targeted George Santos, in my opinion, is because Republicans are cowards. They control the House, and there weren't enough people willing to stand up and fight the real fights, the big fights, the members that are actually doing really, really serious, you know, bad, unethical things in Congress. And people just, the members of Congress didn't want any blowback, whether it's from donors, whether it's from, you know, PACs or whoever. So they wanted to be able to say, hey, we're cleaning House, so we're going to go after our own, which is so ridiculous. There's no Democrats you could target. We have a majority in the House. You could expel, you know, if you get a couple Democrats, you can expel Democrats in the House. But no. We don't want to cause the ire of Democrats. You know, they don't want any blowback. They want to look like they're doing something meaningful without actually doing anything that's going to help the American people.
I say this on social media all the time. They are spineless and useless, all of them. And it's both sides. Like people, you know, I think people on the right sometimes get in this habit of like, oh, the border problem, it's the left. No, it's all of you. It's every single one of you, because all I see are press conferences and tweets, and nothing gets accomplished ever, yeah. By the way. I mean, we have the Biden administration cutting razor wire right now, and we have the Biden administration taking Border Patrol to get people in this country faster, not sending them back where they came from. That's not a one side or the other. It's let's just get it done and close the damn border. It's not that hard. I think what's demoralizing to me is, and I say this, I think Trump's going to win in 2024. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
But if Congress doesn't wake their asses up and actually do something, what can we do at this point? Like, there's only so much that man can do without having any backing from Republicans, because they're spineless and useless.
Yeah, they are. Republicans are spineless and useless, and Democrats are corrupt. I mean, the way I like to summarize Stealing Your Vote, which was the book I just mentioned, is that Democrats cheated and Republicans covered up. Democrats are doing really bad, overt, negative things for the country. And so it's easy for us to point the fingers going, look at how bad Democrats are. The problem is Republicans are allowing them to do that. The Republicans in office are allowing them to get away with it because it's easier for them to keep their office if they just keep their mouths shut. And we don't need Republicans like that. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Final question before we plug you for a minute. Stock trading in Congress. This is a topic right now because, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi, Brian Higgins from my neck of the woods, up like 280% or something like that. What is the pushback here to just say these people can't do this? I mean, it's obvious. Listen, I'm part of a financial firm. If these guys could do 280%, we would have every client across America. It's just not possible, right? And it's not possible. Yeah, you might hit on one thing, like somebody that bought Amazon stock years ago or something, right?
Yeah.
But this is like every year. I mean, what is the pushback to say, this is obviously wrong, these people are illegally making money, and if it's not them, it's their families, and we all know it?
Well, the pushback is everyone in power is doing it, or there's enough people in power that are okay with it, that they don't want to rock the boat and cause problems. They all want to receive ill-gotten gains that way. So I agree with you. And quite honestly, a nice thing about it is, if we said, members of Congress, while you're in office, you just can't trade, or, you know, you're the finance guy, I defer to you on your thoughts on that, but some type of just, you can't do it while you're in office, maybe we wouldn't have as many people in office for so long, because maybe they'd like to go invest in, you know, new businesses or whatever, and then get out and go do that. That's great. But while you're in office, you shouldn't be doing it. They like to say, oh, there's already, you know, statutes in place that prevent insider trading in Congress. Well, but they're not being enforced, clearly. We fix that by getting an honest administration, a Trump administration that is going to have honest people in the Department of Justice who will prosecute these cases. That's how we do it.
You know, term limits would help this problem too, because
Completely
you get
agree.
In there, you get your, if the president has term limits, congressmen and women should have term limits too. That's what I believe. There's obviously term limits for a reason at the presidential level. There should be that everywhere. And to me, if you make $175,000 a year, you should not have a private jet any time in your life ever. Like
right.
That just doesn't add up to me. I mean, again, I have two partners that have built a very, very nice business. They are years and millions away from a private jet, making more than any congressman or woman is making. So I just want to stress that for a second.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems very simple to me. Christina, tell everybody a little bit about that book, how they can find you, how they can buy the book, and anything else.
Yeah, thanks. It's called Stealing Your Vote, The Inside Story of the 2020 Election and What It Means for 2024. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can visit my website if you want to, ChristinaBob.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, you know, social media, all the platforms. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
Final question. Does Trump win in 2024?
In a landslide. I don't even think it's going to be close. Yeah.
Right on. I love to hear that. All right. That's Christina Bob, Trump attorney at Save America. Christina, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. We will be back next week with another exclusive interview on the Financial Guys Media Network. USA, home
of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
From the land of the free and the brave. Country, they can't take that away. Against all odds, he made fortune.